You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Can't afford annual health insurance premiums? No problem. Simply opt for the monthly premium payment option. This is exactly what online insurance distribution platforms and some insurance companies have been promoting. Hello, I'm Aprajita and you are listening to Why Not Mint Money podcast. Monthly premium payment option is convenient, no doubt about it. But there are nuances you must understand. To talk about the same, I have with me Nisha Sanghvi. She is a certified financial planner with special expertise in insurance. Welcome, Nisha.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Welcome, Nisha, on the show today.
Thank you, Aprajita. A pleasure coming on your show.
Okay, Nisha. So first, tell us about this whole trend of monthly premium payment option. Why sudden interest in it?
So Aprajita, I was talking to a Zillennial, the Gen Z that we call, who are in their early 20s and earning handsomely, but tells me that that 5,000 alpha, that, you know, the monthly that I will pay above the annual premium payment gives me more comfort. Okay, that's the most important reason which urges me to take an insurance policy in a monthly mode.
Okay, so even though the person is earning good, still they cannot shell out. And if the person is in 20s, then I believe the insurance amount would be just about 10,000 bucks annual premium.
Yeah, in the range of 10 to 14,000, not much for a 10 lakh sum insured.
Exactly. Okay, and are they aware that there are some hidden charges involved?
So people don't want to understand and hear about it. And especially when we share the policy document, policy wordings, basically to know what are you covered for, what are you not covered for. These are the times when the person who's buying the policy, because he's got influenced by some video online or experienced something around family or friends. That is when the trigger happens, because in our country, insurance is a very push product. People don't wake up by themselves and say, I want to buy a policy. So in all the situation, when you decide that, okay, somebody just called me and said, okay, because it's a last quarter of the financial year, there would be a lot of people, because data is just shared across crazily. So people will call you and say, do you need a health insurance? And if you are the one searching at that point of time, you might interact with that person who called you. So in that situation, it could happen that the person is pushing you, that you end up paying monthly. That will not cost you much because you're talking over a phone. You don't know who is the other person on the other side. And that could be, you know, to build up that trust, you might still choose to buy a monthly premium.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And so then with your client, exactly what did you do? Could you make him or her understand hidden charges and eventually the person went for monthly?
So Aprajita, in our case, what happened was this client of ours went ahead and bought a monthly policy. And when the claim came in, the claim happened. Okay. So I'll tell you an experience. For our listeners, to make it very simple, somebody buys a policy of 10 lakhs sum insured, annual premium 24,000. Now I will ask the insurance company, I want to pay it monthly. Okay. So say for an easy calculation understanding, premium monthly will come 2,000 rupees. The moment you choose a monthly payment, say monthly you're paying 2,000 on every fifth of the month. Now on first of the fourth month, okay, you paid three premiums, which is 6,000 rupees. First of the fourth month, there is an accident, okay? And you meet with an accident and you need urgent hospitalization. Now that hospitalization will cost you, say 30 to 40,000 rupees. Say, assuming it costed you 40,000 rupees for the whole treatment, admission, taking treatment, then taking a discharge, going for follow-up, all costed you 40,000 rupees. Now, you thought that you have a 10 lakh cover and 40,000 will be covered under my health insurance policy. But technically, no, the claim isn't paid completely. Why? Because you converted your policy to monthly. So you paid three installments, which was 6,000 rupees. And the premium was 24. So your 18,000 are still outstanding. So insurance company at a 40,000 claim will deduct 18,000. And the balance 22,000 you will be made available to you if you went to a network hospital for a cashless, and if you had a reimbursement, then they will pay only 22,000 because your whole year's premium is still pending.
Correct. All right. So if somebody feels that they cannot afford annual premium and go for monthly option, but if hospitalization happens, this is why one buys insurance. And if that happens, then one will have to shell out good amount of money from their pockets. Only then insurance policy will kick in. So that is correct. The risk involved in monthly premium payment option, right? Okay. And what about processing charges and some hidden charges involved? And I believe there are two types of monthly premium payment options. One is when we directly get in contract with insurance companies and they convert it in monthly. And there are some distribution platforms which provide EMI option. So just explain us the difference and which one is scarier.
So anything which is EMI is always scarier, Aprajita, because today's generations are wanting to buy everything in EMIs, and that gives a comfort. I don't know with what happiness it comes when you buy anything which is in EMIs. Rather, you have a delayed gratification versus having an instant gratification is what I always feel. And we keep telling this to our clientele also that let's save for it. The moment you save for it, and then you go ahead and buy it. So coming back to your question, Aprajita, when you buy an insurance policy through insurance portal or an aggregator or an advisor, there are two options, right? In the monthly payment mode, right? So one option you look at it is you paid the premium completely of 12 months at one go and you converted that on your card, okay? That is something which I would still recommend that go ahead and do it if you can't afford it. Affordability is a question. Then you choose this option where insurance premium you paid fully. But the part where you say that I can't afford it right now, but I still need to avail it and have my family secured, that is still okay. But yes, when you process it on your card, okay, a debit card or a credit card, at that point of time, you are paying a processing fee, you're paying a GST, and you might be ending up paying some interest also. Now, when you're doing this, yes, you are saved yourself from, any claims arising during the year. You're secured because insurance company has received the full premium. Okay. Still worth paying that interest and considering to buy a policy through a credit card or debit card. Okay. Now, that's number one. Number two, say you buy a policy through the insurance company or the web aggregator or an advisor where the premium payment mode is monthly. Okay. And at that point of time, what happens is insurance company will receive your premium payment only monthly. Okay. Here is the most, scariest phase, because in case you happen to claim, okay, that point of time, all the money will not be paid to you. Okay. This is something which we need to not consider while buying any policy, be it health, be it life. I wouldn't consider or advise anybody to buy a policy on a monthly payment mode, because it directly relates to the example that I shared, that the claim will be paid only after they will deduct the whole year premium.
Okay, so if somebody has converted the payment option in monthly mode directly from the insurance company, then they are receiving it on monthly basis. So when hospitalization happens, they'll deduct the remaining portion of annual premium. And if somebody is paying it through their credit cards or debit cards, then insurance company receives it in one go, the full amount. So the person is secured when hospitalization happens. Then they are not going to deduct the premium amount as such. They will only reimburse you, or maybe if it's a cashless, then you will be covered entirely. Okay.
Correct.
But right. And but with credit card payments or debit card payments, or for that matter, any monthly payments, sometimes what happens is could be a network glitch, or maybe a new regulation comes in, and maybe any issue with banking operations. Then somebody might forget to make payments, or if auto debit is there and that doesn't happen and we don't realize it, there could be chances that we get notification that your payment hasn't been done and we miss that notification, then what happens? And for example, if we forgot to make the payment and then hospitalization happens, then what?
So here's a classic example, Abrajita. We keep saying this with time. People also, when we think about ailments, diseases, we always feel it'll happen to somebody next door. It'll not happen to me. But that's why you buy insurances, right? You buy insurances to protect yourself and your family. So when we look at this situation, how will it work? Okay. Say example, I made the insurance payment as monthly. Okay. I chose it as monthly. At that point of time, I am connecting my debit card, credit card or a bank account to that premium payment mode. Now, what happens is, suppose I change my job or maybe I change my city for whatever reasons, and then I start getting money or salary or my fees into a different bank account, and I completely forget about, you know, that my insurances are linked to this account. So in that case, if the EMI is bounced, okay, where you have considered monthly payment through the insurance company or the aggregator, in that situation, say there is a grace period for sure. There's a 15-day grace period in these policies. But in that grace period, if you are not able to make a payment, your policy will lapse and you are not covered for it. Okay. Aprajita, the most scariest part, I'll tell you, somebody bought a policy, the EMI bounced. We followed up with them to pay it within the grace period. He didn't pay. Okay. One day after the grace period got over, he met with an accident and that costed him some 6 lakhs rupees. Can you imagine one grace day gone? I mean, 15 days of grace period gone. You have a gap of one day and then you meet with an accident. Imagine the kind of trauma that person would have had because of accident, number one, and because now he has to bear this expense by himself. It is such a scary situation and people don't realize, you know, okay, I like that alpha of 5,000 rupees. I mean, I was actually laughing, okay, when this client told us, you know, I said, why would you, you know, just want to understand, you know, the human behavior, why that 5,000 monthly you want to convert it. The whole reason he told me, I'm very comfortable doing it monthly because it's an alpha that comes to my mind and it is okay. I said, what is alpha in insurance?
What alpha does it, I'm not able to understand that. What is it, this alpha? Alpha is in saving money, maybe paying it for 3 years.
Exactly.
That is where you get the alpha.
Yeah, and imagine when we are talking about, I said alpha, you look at stocks and you look at their alpha, or say mutual funds, but not look at insurance product where you want to talk about your and your family security. So he earns monthly 3 lakhs post-tax in his account and he wants to do an EMI of 5,000 rupees. Can you believe this? And this generation has to change this mindset. We cannot live on EMIs. We are trying to copy the West, which will eventually increase our debt as a country, and it is reducing our savings as a percentage and as an economy. And we as advisors take this, you know, on our heads that, okay, we have to make sure that, you know, this does not happen to the next generation. Very, very integral. So coming back to our discussion on, you know, what are the repercussions if I do this? So number one, the claims will not be paid. Number two, there could be a situation that suppose the policy is lapsed and you catch up on an ailment. Okay. So something like autoimmune, some organ failures, or, you know, some things which are, you know, insurance companies does not want you to be their customer. So in those situations, you are not a good customer for the insurance company. And even if you're willing to pay, they will not give you a cover. So very, very important that when you are hale and hearty, that's the day you buy insurance and not consider it into, you know, increasing the cover later or, you know, converting into EMIs. No, not a great idea.
Yeah. And I just recall an incident. So somebody told me that the person, he was paying premium for his parents, senior citizens' parents, and monthly options. So I understand that, yes, senior citizen policies are really expensive. So taking monthly route is fine. But what happened that Reserve Bank of India changed some rules related to card payments, and auto debit did not happen in his case. And he noticed it after 25 days. that premium hadn't been paid. And later on, when he approached the company, then company told him that your policy has lapsed. And it was a senior citizen policy. And it's really difficult for them to get a new policy. Plus, he lost all waiting
charges.
Yeah, exactly. So those continuity benefits, the person lost. Just explain about this point, that when policy lapses, then what all you lose.
So, Prajita, I will tell you my own case, okay? When I was very young, I that point of time, I had a policy which traditionally was bought by my father. And I used to renew it without considering the increased sum insured or something. At one point of time, I increased the sum insured, where the agent himself came and told me, why do you need to increase the cover so much? I said, no, I want to buy it today. Okay, and imagine I increased it to a certain level and I got up an ailment where I am not eligible for getting more insurance enhancement. Okay, now when this situation happened, I keep telling, the day you feel it's a waste of money, that's the day you go and buy insurance, because when you need it, insurance companies will not give you the coverage. And when you come and talk about senior citizen plans, okay, it is expensive. Expensive is very subjective, Aprajita, because if you're standing in an Apple store, sorry to take brand names, but if you're buying an expensive phone, that point of time, you don't find that phone expensive because that's your need or, your desire to buy it. So health insurance expenses, because we don't have a social security, health insurance expenses have to be treated as part of your, living. It cannot be ignored, because one ailment to any of the family member not having enough insurance might take away your life savings.
Correct, very true. But we also need to understand that, yes, insurance premiums are expensive and we need that affordability factor. So what would you recommend if we are telling people that don't go for monthly option, then what else can they do so that when annual premium payment day comes, then they have money, they should make provisions beforehand, and what should those provisions be?
Yeah, excellent question, Aprajita. I love this question, because there are two perspectives to it, okay? Suppose we are in the last quarter of the year, people will receive their bonuses and appraisals, right? With that bonus, gift yourself or your family that health insurance, okay? So you have already bought it and paid for it, that money is available, okay? Now, in the next year, when the premium will be due, you still need that money, right? So what you should do is, suppose you bought the policy in February, say premium for between you, spouse, child and dependent parents, premium comes to say 50,000-60,000 rupees. You start an SIP into a liquid fund, okay? Say 5,000 or 6,000 rupees as a comfort number, whatever is your number that you can do it. Keep doing. So if you can't do liquid fund SIP, start a recurring deposit, RD, that is what we call, right? Start a monthly investment for paying premiums. So what will happen next year when it is due for renewal, you will not get that pinch of getting it, feeling it expensive, or feeling that unaffordability, that I can't afford this. There's so much of money is going towards insurance, right? So that's an excellent way that we tell clients, do this. And believe me, Aprajita, the moment we start with this habit, for us, it's been a recall from clients saying, okay, I think I'm doing liquid also. So let's start investing also. I'm serious about retirement planning also. So the savings habit, which you will build up according to, if you've not been investing at all, then it's another step towards, financial wellness. So it's an awesome way that you will not feel the pinch and also get the coverage, and the coverage will stay intact and the continuity benefits will remain.
Correct. So choose SIP over EMI. So that is
absolutely
how
bang on. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Nisha, for joining us today. You have shared really interesting points about it, and we need to highlight that monthly premium payment option is very risky. And we have also discussed provisions to make way for it, to make it affordable for you. So yeah, really thankful to you for joining us today here.
My pleasure, Aprajita. Thank you so much.
Feel free to ask your queries on this topic. I'm available on X. My X handle Apri_Sharma. You can find me on LinkedIn as well with my full name, which is Aprajita Sharma. For more such podcasts, keep visiting stsmartcast.com. Bye-bye.
T
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.